平安。
May peace be with you all.
今天晚上我们来学习会幕的幔子。
And the sharing for tonight is the curtains of the tabernacle.
什么叫会幕？
What is the tabernacle?
会幕就是以色列百姓在旷野为神所搭的一座帐篷。
And the tabernacle is something the Israelite people set up when they were in the wilderness.
这座会幕是以色列百姓敬拜的中心。
And this is the center of worship for the Israelite people.
也是神灵在的地方。
And this is where the Spirit of God dwells.
我们看启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
二十一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 21.
第三节。
Verse 3.
启示录二十一章第三节。
Revelation 21, verse 3.
我听见有大声音从宝柱出来说，看啊，神的帐幕要在人间。他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
3. And I heard a loud voice from heaven, saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God.
这节圣经说，神的帐幕要住在人间。
And here it says the tabernacle of God is with men.
神本来是住在天上。
And God originally dwells in the heavens.
是在圣洁的地方。
In a pure place.
是住在人不能靠近的光里。
In a place, in an unapproachable light where men cannot approach.
这个神很爱人。
And because God loves men.
要接纳我们罪人。
And wants to accept us sinners.
透过主耶稣基督来到世上。
And through Jesus Christ, he came to this world.
建立了他的教会。
And established his church.
所以教会就是神的帐幕。
And so the church is the tabernacle of God.
透过教会神要与人同住。
And through the church, he will dwell with men.
人可以认识神。
And we can know God.
人也可以在会幕里面，在教会里面得到神的恩典。
And within the church, we can also receive His grace and blessing.
到底要怎么样建立一个神所喜欢的教会？
Then how do we establish a church that is pleasing to Him?
我们在教会里面要怎么侍奉？
And how do we serve in this church?
就要学习会幕的真理。
And this is the truth of the tabernacle.
所以会幕里面有很多细节是非常重要的属灵的教训。
And there are many details in the tabernacle which is worthy of our learning.
会幕预表主耶稣。
And the tabernacle prefigures Jesus Christ.
上个礼拜我们讲过会幕的幔子有四种的颜色。
And last week we talked about how the four different colors of the tabernacle.
会幕也预表教会。
And the tabernacle also prefigures the church.
那整个会幕的构造有什么重要的意义呢？
And the whole structure of the tabernacle, what's the importance of the meanings?
我们来看看会幕的幔子到底是怎么样造成的。
And let's see how the curtains of the tabernacle came to be.
会幕是一个很大的帐幕。
The tabernacle is a big camp.
但是它不是只用一块布做成的。
And it is not made by only one cloth.
它用很多块布把它组成的。
It consists of many cloth put together.
个别的布叫做幔子。
And these several cloths, some are called curtains.
我们看出埃及记三十六章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 36.
出埃及记三十六章。
Exodus chapter 36.
第九节。
Verse 9.
三十六章第九节。
Exodus chapter 36, verse 9.
出埃及记三十六章第九节。
Exodus 36, verse 9.
每幅幔子长二十八肘，宽四肘，都是一样的尺寸。
Verse 9, the length of each curtain was 28 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits. The curtains were all the same size.
第十节。
Verse 10.
他使这五幅幔子幅幅相连，又使那五幅幔子幅幅相连。
10, and he coupled 5 curtains to one another, and the other 5 curtains he coupled to one another.
十一节。
Verse 11.
在这相连的幔子末幅边上做蓝色的纽扣，在那相连的幔子末边上也照样做。
11, he made loops of blue yarn on the edge of the curtain on the selvage of one set. Likewise, he did on the outer edge and the other curtain of the second set.
这里记载，原来会幕它用很多不同的布一块一块组成。
And here it says there are many, many cloths that are coupled to one another.
因为会幕要常常拆下来。
Because the tabernacle has to be constantly set down.
当那个云柱一上升了，他们就要起行了，那么就赶快要拆了。
And so when the pillar of cloud arose, they had to quickly take apart the tabernacle to start moving.
所以这个会幕要很流动性要非常高。
And so the mobility of the tabernacle is important.
要很容易拆，要很容易组装。
It has to be easily taken apart and easily built.
所以你在外面看，这是一个帐幕。
And so when we see the outside of a tabernacle,
其实呢，里面呢是很多不同的组件来组成的。
It is actually consisted of many parts put together.
那教会也是一样。
And same with the church.
教会是主耶稣的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
你从外面看，这个是一个教会。
And from the outward appearance, we see this is a church.
但是你仔细看，里面又是有很多不同的弟兄姐妹组成的。
But if we look inside, we see that it's consisted of many members put together.
但是这里有强调一点。
But here it emphasizes one point.
第九节。
Verse 9.
这里说每幅幔子啊，它的尺寸都是一样的。
And here it says the curtains were all the same size.
这里说尺寸就是28肘乘4肘。
And here it says the length was 28 cubits and the width was
4. 这里五张，那边五张。
And there was five on each side.
然后呢，到最后呢，就连起来。
And at the end, they will be coupled together.
基本上每一张的这个尺寸都一样。
And the size of each curtain was the same.
没有比较大，也没有比较小。
They were neither smaller than the other or larger than the other.
到底这告诉我们什么？
So what is this telling us?
如果一块这个墨幔子，这代表一个弟兄姐妹。
So each piece of this curtain symbolizes a brother or a sister.
教会里面有很多爱主的，或者是被主宝血所拯救的弟兄姐妹。
And within the church there are many members whom the Lord loves and whom the Lord has saved.
在神的眼中看来，大家的价值都是一样的。
And with before the eyes of God, He values each of us the same.
可能在世界人面前，我们的价值不一样。
And perhaps in the perspective of men, we are valued differently.
有人读很多书。
For some people, they are well educated.
有人没有文化。
For some others, they are not.
有人很会赚钱。
Some others knows how to make a lot of money.
有人呢，他一辈子都过着很穷的生活。
But for some people, they live their lifetime in poverty.
有人像财主，有人像拉撒路。
And so some people are like the rich man, and some people are like Lazarus.
有人呢，很有恩赐，会做很多的圣工。
For some people, they may have a lot of gifts, and they can serve a lot.
有人呢，他觉得自己不会做什么，只会扫地，只会打扫。
And for some others, they feel like they cannot do anything, so they can only clean.
但是虽然在人眼中里可能是不一样的。
But perhaps in front of men, we are valued differently.
但是在神看来，这个尺寸都是一样的。
But in front of God, we are the same measurements.
我们看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
第十二章。
Verse chapter 12.
哥林多前书的十二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 12.
第二十七节。
Verse 27.
十二章二十七节。
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27.
你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。
27. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually.
这里说我们都是主耶稣基督的身体。
Here it says we are the body of Christ.
教会就是主耶稣的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
大家都是一个肢体。
And so everyone is a part of it.
我们身体上有很多不同的肢体组成。
And for our whole on our own physical body, we are made up of many parts.
我们眼睛在看东西。
We have ears to see.
嘴巴在吃饭。
We have the mouth to eat.
耳朵在听东西。
We have the ear to hear.
长得都很不一样。
And they come in different shapes.
功用都很不一样。
And their functions are very different.
但是对整个身体来说，它的价值是一样的。
But for the whole body, it's the value is the same.
缺一个都不可以。
If we are missing one, it can't be.
嘴巴不可以跟眼睛说。
And the mouth cannot say to the eye.
你都不会吃饭，没用啊你。
You can't even eat, so you're useless.
眼睛也不能跟嘴巴说，你只会说话，不会看事情。
And the eye cannot say to the mouth, you cannot even see.
其实每一个肢体的功用都不一样。
So each part of the body functions differently.
尤其是在神眼中看起来的价值都是一样的。
But in front of God, these are all the same.
譬如说我们在教会里面。
For example, we're all in the church.
有人会讲道。
And there are some people who knows how to give a sermon.
他奉神的名来讲道给大家听。
And they speak a sermon in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
表面上看起来，哦，他在站在众人的面前。
And in front of men, it seems like he is standing in front of everyone.
可能有另外一个弟兄姐妹默默的在刷厕所。
And but perhaps there's another brother or sister, cleaning the washrooms.
没人看见他。
But no one sees them.
大家看呢，可能比较看重人家看得见的。
So when people see these two.They may emphasize the importance of the speaker.
主耶稣都不是这样看。
But Jesus Christ does not look at us in the same way.
主耶稣看你刷马桶跟讲道在神面前的工作的价值是一样的。
The work of speaking a sermon and cleaning the toilets is the same value in front of God.
因为都是为主耶稣做的。
Because this is all done for the Lord.
如果你很认真的去刷那个马桶。
If you...Try very work very hard in cleaning the toilets.
把这个马桶刷得很干净。
To clean the toilets.
虽然没有人看见你。
Even though that no one sees you.
没人赞赏你。
Even though no one praises you.
没人留意你。
Even though no one notices you.
但是因为你尽力去做。
If you try in serving.
在神面前你就是很重要。
And then in front of God you are of importance.
所以每一样工作在神面前都是很重要。
And so every work in front of God is important.
所以在教会里面我们就是要彼此的尊重。
So within the church, we have to respect one another.
我们有不同的恩赐。
We have different gifts.
但是我们要记住。
But we have to remember.
不要高估自己。
We do not exalt ourselves.
不要觉得跟自己跟别人不一样。
Do not feel like you're different than others.
我们最怕的就是心中有一种隐藏的骄傲。
The greatest fear we have is the hidden pride in our hearts.
有一种隐藏的优越感。
There's a hidden feeling.
觉得这种工作是不一样的。
We feel that this work is different.
我做这种工作是不一样的。
The work that I do is different.
常常有一些父母会跟教会的负责人这样讲。
Some parents may sometimes tell the board members.
安排我的孩子当教员啊。
Please assign my child to be a teacher.
安排他翻译啊。
Assign my child to be a translator. Assign them to speak a sermon.
当然他想他的孩子们可能多参与圣工。
Perhaps it's in their good intention to allow their child to participate in holy
work. 但是好像从来很少听到父母说你安排我儿子去刷马桶好不好。
But very rarely do we hear, oh, please assign my child to wash the washroom.
很少人会要求这些。为什么呢？
Very few parents will ask that.
因为大家可能觉得某些工作比较大家看得见。
Because there are some people, they feel like there are certain works that stand out.
做了这些工作，就好像跟别人不一样。
Doing some of these works that stand out is perhaps a little different.
我们不要有这样的观念。
We cannot have this mentality.
任何工作只要是认真去做。
Whatever work, as long as we try our best,
忠心去做
if we do it faithfully,
在主耶稣的眼中价值都一样
before the eyes of God, he values the work the same.
任何弟兄姐妹在主耶稣面前
any brothers and sisters before the Lord,
主耶稣都看重价值都一样
the Lord will see them with the same value.
所以我们不要高估自己
so we do not exalt ourselves.
不要有一种优越感
Otherwise, we may have this hidden feeling.
也不要低估自己。
And we do not need to also lower ourselves.
也不要有自卑感。
We should not have a broken self-esteem.
因为每一个人都是二十八乘四。
Because everyone is 28 by 4.
这是主耶稣给你的一个尺寸。
And this is the same measurement given to everyone.
我们看罗马书的十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 12.
罗马书的十二章第三节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 3.
罗马书十二章的第三节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 3.
我凭着所赐给我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照神所分给个人的信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
Before I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he thought to think,but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith.
这是保罗凭着神的灵感动写下来的。
And this is Paul with the Spirit of God, moved by the Spirit of God and wrote it down.
怎么看自己呢？
And so how should we see ourselves?
要看得刚刚好。
We have to see ourselves in balance.
按着你的信心看自己。
See ourselves with a measure of faith.
看得合乎中道。就是要看得刚刚好。
And to see ourselves in balance.
不要高估自己。
To not to exalt ourselves,
但是也不要太个自卑。
But do not lower ourselves.
在神面前都是一样的弟兄姐妹。
And because in front of God we are the same.
所以第一点就是一样的尺寸。
And so the first point is to the same measurement.
我们来看你左右前后的弟兄姐妹跟你在神面前都是一样的尺寸的。
And so if you look to your right left, the brothers and sisters beside you, they are all the same.
有了这种心态。
And if we have this heart,
我们就会关爱、尊重、关心每一个弟兄姐妹。
Then we will love, care, and respect one another.
好，我们再看回来出埃及记三十六章。
Let's return back to Exodus chapter 36.
出埃及记三十六章
，Exodus chapter 36，
第十节
，verse 10，
三十六章第十节
，Exodus chapter 36 verse 10，
他使这五幅幔子夫妇相连，又使那五幅幔子夫妇相连。
Then and he coupled five curtains to one another, and the other five curtains he coupled to one another.
每一幅幔子是二十八乘四是没有错。
And each curtain is, the measurements are 28 by 4.
但是无论你有几张二十八乘四
but it doesn't matter how many of these curtains you have.
就算你有一百张也没有用。
Even though if you have 100, it's still useless.
如果这每一张不能够相连起来。
If these curtain pieces cannot be coupled together,
那这些只是一对布，没有用啊。
Individually, they are just cloth without of any use.
我们看过工厂里面有很多布躺在地上卷起来一堆的。
If we look in a factory, we see there are many rolled up cloths that are not in use.
那有什么价值吗？
What value do they have?
一堆布连不起来，就是没有用。
If these curtains cannot be coupled together, they are useless.
同样呢，今天教会就是主耶稣的身体。
And in the same way, the church is the body of Christ.
弟兄姐妹就是身体的肢体。
And the members, and we are members individually.
如果我们连不起来，那这个身体就没有办法运作了。
And if we are not united together, the body cannot function.
像我们的身体为什么是正常的？
And so if we look at our physical body, we're normal.
因为我们每一个肢体啊，身体每一个部分呢，都连起来的。
Because each part of our body is connected together.
我们的血管是连起来的。
Our organs are connected together.
所以啊，每一个部分都有营养。
And so that's why every part of our body is receiving nutrients.
有氧气。
And there is oxygen.
我们的身体每一个部分都有神经连起来。
And in our whole body, we are connected by nerves.
如果痛的话，你知道要怎么做，你手要缩起来。
And if we feel pain, we will shrivel away.
遇到危险，你会保护自己。
And if we come across danger, we'll try to protect ourselves.
左手跟右手可以说也是连起来的。
And we can say that our right hand and our left hand is connected.
所以一起工作的时候要怎么搭配
？And so that when we work, when we do a work, we will accompany each hand.
但是怎么样连起来呢？
But how do we be connected together?
不是他们直接左边连右边。
It is not just connecting from left to right.
是身体每一个肢体啊，都跟头脑连住。
Every part of the body is connected to the head.
所以只要你每一个肢体连着头脑，那这个身体就是一个正常的肢体。
So if every part of the body can connect to the brain, then you have a normal body.
今天我们也是一样。
And in the same way, we have to be like this today.
弟兄姐妹要连于元首基督主耶稣。
And the members have to be connected to the head, which is Jesus Christ.
我们看回来罗马书第十二章。
Let's turn back to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
第五节。
Verse 5.
罗马书十二章的第五节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 5.
十二章的五节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 5.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。
Verse 5, so we, being many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another.
身体是一个，肢体有很多。
And within the body, there are many parts.
但是关键呢，是要连起来啊。
But individually, we have to be connected to each other.
你不连起来，这个身体就是一个畸形的，一个不正常的身体。
And if we are not connected to each other, this body is an abnormal body.
这里第五节就说了。
And that's why in verse 5 here it says.
第六节就说了。
In verse 6 it says.
按照我们所得的恩赐，各有不同啊。
And so here it says, having then different gifts, different according to the grace that is given to us.
我们在座每一个人，其实你有自己的恩赐的。
Because every one of us have different graces given to us.
你不要说你没有恩赐。
We cannot say that we have no grace.
神有给你恩赐。
Because the Lord has given us grace.
每一个人都有恩赐。
And every one of us has grace.
有人会讲。
Some people can speak.
有人会做事情。
Some people can do things.
这里说了，如果你的恩赐是说预言的，就是讲道的。
And so here it says, if your grace is to prophecy, then let us prophecy.
你按着信心的程度去说。
and do it in proportion to our faith.
你有多少信心，你了解多少，你就讲多少。
And you do it according to the measure and the understanding of your faith.
不要讲那个你自己都不信的，或者是自己不知道的。
And so we should not speak about things we do not even believe.
啊，第七节。
Verse seven.
你是做执事的。
If we do ministry.
啊，执事就是仆人，就是服侍的意思。
And people who minister are the servants.
专心专心的去服侍人。
Then we must concentrate on serving others.
这里特别讲到一点呢，事工啊，不要讲很多，你不要参与十种，但是你要看你的恩赐在哪里。特别去在那一方面下功夫。
And so we do not have to do everything listed here. If we see that our grace is given in one particular work, we do it faithfully.
教导人的。
And there are some people who teach.
那就好好去教导。
And then we must teach.
你鼓励人的，劝化人的，就去专一的劝化。
And those who exhort, and then we do have to do exhortation.
你说你也不会讲，你也不会做什么，但是你可以施舍，你可以帮助别人啊。
If we are not able to do a lot of things, we are able to help people.
那你去帮别人呢？
And then we can go help.
再来，你会治理教会的。
And if we know how to lead,
比较会安排事情的。
You know how to manage things for the church.
啊，会服侍别人的。
You know how to serve others.
那再勤劳一点，就好好去治理。
And then we must do these work with diligence.
如果你也不会治理，也不会讲，也不会做，也没有钱，但是呢，你有怜悯人的，你可以去甘心去怜悯帮助人。
And if we do not know how to do any of this, and we have mercy, then we can be merciful to others.
所以一个身体啊，所有这些功用连起来的话
，And so in the body, if every one of these people are connected together,
这个会幕就很漂亮了。
And the tabernacle will be very beautiful.
所有一块一块布这样子连起来，就变成一个帐幕了。
And every piece of the curtain will be beautifully connected together.
来到教会，有人讲道。
And when you come to the church, you see someone speaking.
很认真的去准备。
Who prepares long.
有人很认真的弹琴。
And there are some people who play the piano very, very.
煮饭的很认真的煮饭。
There are people who also prepare a lot for cooking.
关心人的很容易关心别人。
And there are people who know how to encourage.
奉献的，你说我什么都不会，我有钱我奉献，也是一种恩赐。
And those who also offer.
就说你什么都不懂。
And even though we do not know anything.
每天为教会迫切祷告。
We can pray for the church.
就是一种恩赐。
And this is also a grace.
所以一块一块帐幕一定要连起来。
And so within the tabernacle, these curtains must be connected together.
常常就是困难点了，不是我们没有恩赐。
And the hardest part is that we do not have grace.
最困难的点呢是都有恩赐，但是连不起来。
The hardest thing to comprehend is that we all have grace, but we're not able to be connected.
有才能的人很多，但是合不来。
There are many gifted ones in church, but if we cannot connect them together,
到最后就是一堆布躺在地上。
Then at the end, it is just a bunch of curtains individually.
这不是神所要的。
And this is not something the Lord wishes.
神要的是每一块布都可以连起来。
And what the Lord wishes is for every curtain piece to be connected.
所以他设计的时候是有扣子，有钩钩，可以把它扣起来的。
And that's why when they design the curtains, there are places where you can connect one curtain to another.
那怎么样连呢？
So how do we connect each curtain?
我们看腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
腓立比书第二章第一节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 1.
所以啊，在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，是我的喜乐可以满足啊。
And so, one, therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind.
保罗说啊，弟兄姐妹能够连起来，我的喜乐就满足了。
And here Paul says if brothers and sisters in Christ can be connected together, then this is my joy.
保罗的喜乐就是主耶稣的喜乐。
And Paul's joy is also the Lord's joy.
如果主耶稣在天上看到一堆幔子的布躺在地上连不起来，主耶稣就很伤心。
And if the Lord looks down from heaven and see that these curtain pieces cannot be connected together, he will be disappointed.
也很浪费。
And it's a waste.
到处都是人才，大家都是爱主的，为什么连不起来呢？
Because every one of us, we love the Lord. Every one of us has received grace.
保罗就鼓励腓立比教会。
And so that's why Paul encourages the church in Philippi.
连起来的关键是什么？
What is the centerpiece of the connection?
第一节讲得很清楚了。
And in verse 1,
是要在基督里。
It is in Christ.
我们连起来不是你连我，还是我连你。
And to connect us to another is not to, for me to connect to you.
不是只是我们两个要多多交通啊。
It is not for us to communicate.
保罗这里所讲的是，你要把自己先连在基督里面。
Here Paul says we first must be connected to Christ.
当你连在基督里面的时候，
because if we are connected to Christ,
你的心思意念直接被主耶稣基督影响。
Our heart of love and our affection is affected by Lord Jesus Christ.
然后你一致地改变了自己。
And we will be able to change ourselves.
你本来是没爱心的。
Because perhaps we originally do not have love.
人本来是自私的。
Because we are originally selfish.
人天生自私，这是罪性，这是没得改的。
And we are by nature selfish beings.
所以孩子越长大越自私。
And that's why when our children, when they grow up, the more selfish they become.
但是呢，如果你连在基督，
But if we are connected to Christ,
你就开始学基督了。
And we start to learn from Christ.
基督的爱就是舍己的。
And the love of Christ will manifest.
我不应该自私。
And we will not be selfish.
哎，所以你学基督了。
And so if we learn from Christ,
他也学基督了。
And if he learns from Christ,
两个都有爱心呢。
And if both of them have love,
那当然就连得起来，那不用故意连，那自动的就连起来。
Then naturally they will connect to one another.
啊，心中有什么安慰？
And so if whatever comfort in our heart,
一个人被基督安慰了，
if one person is comforted by the Lord,
另外一个也连于基督被基督安慰了，
and another person is comforted by the Lord,
他们一定是互相安慰的，
and they will in turn comfort each other.
同样的，心中有什么慈悲怜悯？
And if for some people they have a merciful heart,
啊，这里说你们要意念相同，爱心相同，心思相同，意念相同。
And they have to hear it says to be like-minded, having the same love and of the same mind.
有一些夫妻啊，
and for some couples,
啊，观察很恩爱。
When I observe, they are very loving.
啊，这个跟结婚的年龄啊，婚龄没有什么关系啊。
And this doesn't really have to do with the age of when you are married.
啊，有一些夫妻的很恩爱。
And I observe that some couples are very loving.
有时候啊，他们一个眼神看对方，对方知道说，哎，你在想什么。
And for some of them, when one of their eyes turn to another, they already know what the other person is thinking.
有时候丈夫说，哎，我刚刚想到这样了。太太说，哎，怎么那么奇妙？我刚才在讲这个。
And if the husband would think of something, sometimes I would see the wife would also be thinking of the same thing.
怎么我们两个想的都一样？
How come they think of the same thing?
啊，如果常常都这样的话，怎么会吵架？
And if you are constantly like this, then how will you fight?
你想的都一样。
Because what you're thinking.
想的时间又一样。
And when we think it is the same.
观念又一样。
And our principles are the same.
对这个事情的看法又一样。
And the way we view things are the same.
想到的解决方法又一样。
And the solutions we think of are the same.
这样两个人当然会多好，都非常好。
And the relationship between one another will be better.
为什么有一些夫妻可以做到这样呢？
And so how come some couples can achieve this?
因为他们在灵修上面有下很大的功夫。
Because they put a lot of effort in their spiritual cultivation.
一直的改变自己。
They continually change themselves.
把自己换掉，把它换成主耶稣基督的心思。
To change their heart, to have a heart of Christ.
所以保罗这里是鼓励当时的腓立比教会。
And so here, Paul encourages the Philippian members.
第三节。
Verse 3.
你不可以结党啊。凡事不可结党。
Let nothing be done through selfish ambition.
啊，不要贪图虚浮的荣耀。
Or conceit.
啊，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself.
这个也是可以应用在我们的家庭里面的。
And this we can also apply in our family life.
应用在我们的婚姻里面。
We can apply this also in our marriage
life. 你不要分党啊，不要说哎你的我的还是怎么样，你对我对，你对我错。
And so we should not say, oh, you're wrong, I'm wrong.
我们是一体的，夫妻是一体的。
Because husband and wife, they are one body.
不要说你赢还是我赢。
You should not say, oh, I win.
你争赢或者我争赢都是输。
So if in an argument, if one side wins, they both lose.
如果在夫妻里面每天在家里吵架，看是谁赢，今天你赢，明天我赢，到最后是谁赢呢？每天吵架都是输嘛。
And so in the household, if the husband wins today, the wife wins tomorrow, and we fight every day, who wins? No one.
那没有赢的。
There is no one that wins.
所以不可以结党。
And so we should not do things through selfish.
不可以贪图虚浮的荣耀。
And we should not have our own glory.
这是爱面子，面子有时候拉不下去，不能说对不起。
And sometimes we like to save face. We do not like to apologize.
心中骄傲就不能对不起。
And because of our conceited heart, we may not apologize to each other.
保罗说你要连于基督。
And so that's why Paul says we have to be connected to Christ.
当你连上基督, 你就看别人, 哎, 原来别人比你好啊。
And if we are connected to Christ, we can see that, oh, others may be in fact better than you.
我们今天的问题就是, 我看自己比别人好。
And our problem today is that we see ourselves better than others.
大家都觉得自己比别人好。
Because everyone sees themselves better than others.
这样就很难连在一起了。
Then if we have this concept, it's very hard to be connected.
所以这个会幕要相连。
And so the curtains in the tabernacle must be connected.
要连在基督里。
It has to be all connected to Christ.
夫妻要感情好。
If a relationship between the spouses has to be good,
两个自己要连在基督里,
then the two of them must be connected to
Christ. 要下功夫在灵兽上面。
They must put in their effort in spiritual cultivation.
同工一起要侍奉神。
And they must be of one mind together serving the Lord.
自己要先改变自己。
And continually change themselves.
我们如果不改变自己, 拼命去工作, 你会发觉你跟身边的同工是连不起来的。
If we do not change ourselves and continue to serve, then we see we cannot get along with others.
神不是要我们去为他做什么工。
God may not want us to serve him.
神要我们在工作上最重要的是学习改变自己。
God wants us in our servitude to learn to change.
当你改变自己, 你才有办法跟基督相连。
Because when we are able to change, then we are able to connect to Christ.
当你跟基督相连了, 你才有办法跟旁边的同工, 弟兄姐妹相连。
And if we are connected to Christ, we are able to connect to the brothers and sisters around us.
再看回来, 出埃及记36章。
If we turn back to Exodus chapter 36,
第十一节,
verse 11.
十一节啊, 这里说, 这相连的幔子, 末边上有蓝色的纽扣。 那边幔子也是这样。
And here it says there are loops of blue yarn on the edge of the curtain.
十二节,
verse 12.
这个相连的幔子上, 每一个有50个纽扣。
And on these, and there are 50 loops he made on one curtain.
还有呢, 这50个纽扣呢, 都是双双对对的。
And for these 50 loops, they are held, they held one curtain to another.
这个告诉我们一个什么的道理。
And what does this teach us?
幔子要连起来啊, 要靠着纽扣。
And for the curtains to be connected to each other, they need to rely on the loops.
有了纽扣了, 就会连起来, 就不会分开了。
And with these loops, they will not be able to be separated.
当然连起来是很重要。
So to be connected is important.
但是呢, 你要维持住。
But you have to be, you have to continue to be connected.
代表两个人, 无论是夫妻也好, 无论是同工也好, 都要同心同工。
It represents whether it is a wife or a husband or a worker to another worker.
你要有压力, 要一起承受。
You have to be able to endure together.
我们知道一个幔子啊, 幔子之所以撑起来, 就是因为它有压力, 有拉力。
They are able to be held up together is because of pressure.
Tension.
我们知道这个帐篷啊,
你要搭帐篷, 要打一个钉子在地上, 绳子要拉得很紧很紧的。
And because we see for a tent to be held up, they need to have tension in the strings.
那我把它拉直之后, 整个帐篷就拉起来。
And when the string is pulled straight, then the tent can stand.
那50个纽扣, 就是把两副幔子就连在一起。
And so the 50 loops, it is to pull the curtains together.
So 有压力, 这50个纽扣就一起来分担, 这压力了。
And so because this tension comes from the 50 loops.
这个是很重要的。
This is important.
这会整个身体的肢体一起承受外在的工作的压力。
And so the whole church will together endure the tension of the work.
遇到困难一起 面对这个困难,
in the face of difficulty, we endure and go through the difficulty together.
遇到考验,
if we encounter trials, we all go through the trials together.
我们看路加福音第22章。
Let's return back to turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22,
28节,
verse
28. 22章28节。
Luke chapter 22, verse 28.
我在磨难之中常与我同在的咒士里们。
But you are those who have continued with me in my trials.
主耶稣在这个时候, 他快要面对十字架了。
And Jesus at this time was about to face the cross.
虽然他是神来到世上。
Even though he is God who came to manifest the flesh.
他带着肉体也会害怕。
So because he carried around the flesh, he also had fear.
所以他带着门徒啊，跟他们讲。
And so he told his disciples,
我在磨难之中啊。
I am in my trials.
啊，那常与我同在的就是你们。
And but those of you who have continued with me are you.
那你们要跟我在一起啊。
And you must be with me.
你们要在这个关键的时候跟我在一起。
And you have to be with me at this moment.
不要在关键的时候离开我。
You should not depart at this moment.
不要在关键的时候吵架。
And you should not fight.Among yourselves at this moment.
门徒儿让主耶稣很伤心呢。
Because the disciples have disappointed the Lord.
因为主耶稣关键的时候呢，他们吵架啊，争谁要当大。
Because at this critical moment, they fought among themselves to see who can be the greatest.
关键的时候呢，门徒都跑光了。
And at this critical moment, a lot of disciples left him.
所以主耶稣希望大家可以来承担这个事情。
And so the Lord Jesus hopes for everyone to continue the trial.
带门徒去，可惜玛丽园就希望他们警醒祷告，结果他们要睡着了。
He hoped to bring them to the Garden of Gethsemane so that they can continue in prayer.
所以他们让主耶稣失望。
And so they disappointed and let down Lord Jesus Christ.
我们今天呢，不可以让主耶稣失望。
But today we cannot disappoint Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣最需要你的时候，你在哪里？
When the Lord needs you the most, where are you?
教会最需要你的时候在哪里？
When the church needs you the most, where are you?
别人最需要你帮助的时候，你在哪里？
When people need you the most, where are you?
压力是一定会有的。
There will always be tension and pressure.
困难是一定要有的。
And there will always be trials.
因为要服侍神，要救人的灵魂。
But if you want to serve the Lord, if you want to save souls,
要发展教会的圣工，
if you want to do the work of expanding the church,
但是有压力有困难没有关系。
But to have pressure or tension,
每一副有五十个扣子啊，把它扣得很紧啊，不会断的。
Every set, there are 50 loops.
不会坏的。
There are 50 loops that held the curtains together.
神知道我们能够承受多少。
They will not break, and the Lord knows how much we can endure.
神知道两块布接起来的拉力要五十个纽扣，肯定不会破。
And the Lord knows that for two curtain pieces to be held by 50 loops, it will not break.
只要每一个扣子在固定的地方就可以了。
And if every loop is in its place, then it's okay.
神就设计好了。
God has already designed.
神不会让你遇到你不能承担的压力。
The Lord will not allow us to endure something we cannot.
比如说你家里遇到一些变故，遇到一些考验。
For example, you met up with some trials and difficulties at home.
失去工作也好，身体不健康也好。
And you may have lost your job or you may have lost your health.
这个时候夫妻就要同心了。
And so at this time, the couple must be of one mind.
好日子一起过，艰难的日子也要一起过。
You must go through your good days together as well as your bad days.
不要彼此埋怨，互相指责。
You should not complain to one another, but encourage one another.
做好自己的岗位，做好自己的本分。
If we do our own duty,
有什么困难不可以克服的？
What difficulty can we not overcome?
神都会带领。
Because the Lord will lead us.
神知道你能承担多少。
The Lord knows how much we can endure.
教会也是一样。
And same with the church.
教会不怕困难。
The church will always will encounter trials.
也不怕压力。
But we should not be afraid of these pressures.
因为神都知道我们能够承担多少。
Because the Lord has already known how much we can endure.
关键是我们能不能够同心。
And in such a critical moment, can we be united?
我们看这个传道书第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书的第五章十二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 12.
传道书第四章，对不起，四章十二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 12.
四章十二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 12.
有人共胜故胜一人，若有恶人便能抵挡他，山谷合成的绳子不容易折断。
Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken.
一个人很容易被打胜。
For one person, they're easily defeated.
一个人承担一些什么压力，撑不了多久。
For one person to endure trials, they cannot endure long.
两个人在一起就不容易被打破，被攻破了。
If two are going through the trial together, then they are not easily defeated.
三股绳子呢，就不会断了。
But if there is a third person, a three-four cord is not
broken easily. 两块幔子有五十个纽扣，肯定不会脱耶。
If there are two curtains knitted together by these loops, then they are not easily broken.
那个沙漠有什么风暴啊，也不会给它拉破。
Whatever a desert storm, they will not be able to tear these curtains apart.
最重要是同心。
So we must be united.
以前的是大家都听过这个故事嘛。
And so everyone in the past has heard the story before.
有一个爸爸，有一天叫三个孩子来。
There was a father who called his three sons.
拿一只筷子。
And he
一人分一只筷子。
He gave them each a chopstick.
哦，叫他们把它弄破。
And he broke the chopstick.
他叫他孩子把它弄破。
Oh, he told the children to break the chopsticks.
那些孩子很简单啊，一个就把它弄破了。
And so they're like, oh, it's very easy. And it's broken.
好，再给你每人两只筷子。
And the father gave them again two more chopsticks.
要弄破就很困难了，但是还是可以弄破。
But to break them apart in half, it's a lot more difficult, but they still could do it.
最后爸爸说，一人拿三根筷子。
And so the father gave every child three chopsticks.
怎么弄都弄不破。
They are not able to break it.
爸爸就告诉他们。
So the father told them.
三兄弟，你们三兄弟就是要同心。
For you three children, you have to be united.
你自己一根筷子，一下就被人家打破你了。
For one chopstick, you are easily able to break it.
你们三兄弟好好同心合意。
But for these three brothers, if you are able to be united,
没有人可以欺负你的。
Then no one can bully you.
最怕就是你们自己欺负自己。
The only fear I have is that you would turn against each other.
你们自己欺负自己，自己是一根筷子，自己弄断自己。
And if you are one chopstick, you break each other apart.
这三个兄弟听到爸爸这样讲。
And so these three brothers, when they heard the father,
永远记在头脑里面。
They remember it wholeheartedly.
我们不能自己欺负自己。
They cannot.
我们要同心呢。
They must be united.
再大的困难，只要同心，兄弟同心，就什么困难都可以得胜。
And within these trials, if you are able to be knit together, then you can overcome anything.
这个是最简单的道理。
And this is the simplest story.
不信主的人都知道了。
If those who do not believe in God even know this,
那我们信主的人更应该了解这个道理。
Then for us Christians, then we must know this even more.
同心合一。
To be united,
互相承担，互相承担压力，互相鼓励。
And to encourage one another in trial.
你软弱，那我鼓励你。
If you are weak, I shall encourage you.
我帮助你，你做不来，我帮你，我帮你一把。
So if you are in trouble, I will help you.
哪一天我软弱了，你来鼓励我，你来帮我拉一把。
For someday when I am in trouble in trials, you will help me.
这样就没有人可以攻破我们了。
Then in this case, then no one can break us.
没有困难克服不了的。
And there will be no difficulty we cannot overcome.
这个是我们要常记住的。
And this is a teaching we must all keep in our hearts.
再看回来，出埃及记三十六章。
Let's return back to Exodus chapter 36.
十二节的最后一句话。
And Exodus chapter 36 verse 12.
这里说啊，这五十个纽扣啊，都是双双两两双对的。
And
都是一个 pair 一个 pair 这样。
And these 50 loops are made on the first set and at in the end of the second set.
就是说有一对对起来的。
So they are put together.
这告诉我们什么？
And what is this telling us?
主耶稣差派门徒出去工作，也是双双对的，一个两个两个的。
And when the Lord Jesus Christ sent out his disciples, he sent them out two by two.
我们看路加福音第十章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10.
路加第十章。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 10.
第一节。
Verse 1.
路加十章一节。
Luke, chapter 10, verse 1.
这是以后主要设立七十个人，差遣他们两个两个，在他前面往自己所要去的各城各地方去。
Verse 1. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go.
主耶稣派他们两个两个。
The Lord Jesus sent these disciples out two by two.
不是派他们一个一个。
He did not send them out one by one.
两个两个做事有商有量。
So two by two, they will...
互相鼓励。
They will be able to encourage one another.
这不容易被攻破了。
So that they will not be defeated.
所以有同工很重要。
So to work together is important teaching.
为主做工有同工很重要。
And so if we work together for the Lord,
做什么重要决定之前，有能够跟你交心的，能够你信任的，跟他讨论一下。
And before every critical decision, if you are able to talk, discuss with someone dear to your heart,
就是双双对对。
It is going out two by two.
但最好的同工就是你的配偶。
But the best worker you are given is your spouse.
也有可能是教会其他的同工。
And perhaps also other workers given.
所以双双对对的。
So going out two by two.
所以这个会幕的幔子很奇妙。
And so the mystery of the curtains of the tabernacle.
第一，我们学习到是一样的尺寸的。
Is teaches us first we learn about the measurements of the curtain.
在神面前，我们的价值都一样。
Before the Lord, we are of the same value.
我们做什么工作，在神面前价值也一样。
Whatever work we can do, it's the same value to the Lord.
你不要看人有没有欣赏你。
You should not be sad because others do not.
也不要说，哎呀，我自己灰心了，不想做。
You should not also be discouraged.
你就自己对神。
The work that you do is done for God.
该做什么你就去做。
Whatever that needs to be done, we should do.
本分来的。
We must do our duty.
神给你的尺寸。
We are given the same measurements.
还有呢，每一幅幔子呢要连起来。
And for each curtain piece, we must be connected.
不是顾好自己就好了。
We cannot just worry and care about ourselves.
能够跟别人同工。
We must be able to work together with others.
关键就是连于主耶稣基督。
And the main thing is to be connected to the Lord Jesus Christ.
幔子呢是有扣子把它扣起来的。
And the third, for the curtains, they are connected by loops.
大家呢互相的承担压力。
And everyone must be able to take on pressures and tensions.
同心合意互相帮助。
So that we can work together in one mind and one heart.
一商一对的互相的帮助。
And we can go out two by two, encouraging one another.
这样这几十块布了就撑起来变成一个帐幕了。
And so these curtains are held up together, they become a tabernacle.
无论这个旷野吹什么风暴啊风沙啊都不会给它吹倒了。
And within the desert, whatever desert storms, it will not knock down the tabernacle.
自己不倒别人怎么吹都不会倒。
If you cannot fall, then no matter how hard the others are being blown at you, they will not fall.
关键不是环境，是你自己有没有做好自己的本分。
The critical thing is not the environment, but it is the individual.
对，主耶稣对教会的期待是很高的。
And so the expectation that the Lord has for the church is very high.
因为这是神的帐幕在人间。
And because this is the tabernacle of God among men.
我们唱诗。